from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The season is in the books. Cut down day coming up on Tuesday afternoon, August 27th. Now that preseason is over, what player do you think actually had the best preseason and maybe has you most excited heading into the season?
Because the maybe kind of fill up with Carson's
team. Maybe those are two different questions. Maybe that's, you know, who had the best preseason and who has you most excited might actually be two different answers. Because if I'm being honest, the player that has you most excited, I fully expect everybody to say Carson
Steele. It's Cracky
Steele.
J, man. Yeah, come on. Yeah, let's not kid ourselves here.
It's Carson Steele from an excitement standpoint. Came out of nowhere, undrafted player that now is going to have some sort of role. To what degree, we're going to find out. We can debate that. He's the most exciting player out of preseason.
Someone into a different universe yesterday.
Right. It was a very impressive run. I still told you I want to see him in the regular season when he's going up against number ones that can actually tackle. But he's obviously found himself a role on this football team. So he's the most exciting player out of preseason. The player that had the best preseason, I think, was Jaden Hicks, though. I know it's not as sexy because you're not running the football and scoring touchdowns, but
shows up
every single preseason game. He was standing out. Special teams, on defense. You didn't have to look hard to find Jaden Hicks on the football field. Other players sometimes, like, you're searching to see what X player is doing. Jaden Hicks is just there. He flashes on the screen every single preseason game, and last night was definitely the case as well.
He appears to be the next in a long line of safeties taken in the third or fourth round or later who seem to just do great things for the Chiefs, and they'll just keep their cycle going. It'll be Cook and Connor this year, and then one of those guys will be gone. Justin Reed will be gone, and then insert Jaden Hicks, and they'll draft some other guy a couple of years later, and then it'll be him rotating in. So I do not disagree with the idea that Jaden Hicks has been one of the most impressive players for the Chiefs the entire preseason. But I didn't even know who Carson Steele was 8 weeks ago.
Right.
He was an undrafted, free agent, rookie running back who I was unfamiliar with because I didn't watch a lot of UCLA football, and I watched a lot of Ball State. Is that where he played before that?
Yes,
I watched zero Ball State
football. Drew watched a ton.
Before that. I wasn't watching action on Wednesday night.
See?
But if you go back through and you actually look at his college stats, this is exactly how you find running backs in the NFL. He had like 4,000 all-purpose yards in his college career, and you're like, oh, well, then why the hell wasn't he drafted? It's because it's running back, and no one can evaluate where the best of them are. You can find running backs from anywhere. 2 months ago, I didn't know who he was, and right now I would happily tell you, and I think confidently tell you, he is the second-best running back on this roster and deserves to be running back two on this roster moving forward. That doesn't mean they can't hedge a bet, have a veteran, play a safety net. But right now, Carson Steele has earned the second job on this team.
Yeah, well, also, Clyde has helped him earn that second job.
Yeah, he has, by not being available.
It's not Clyde's fault. We know the situation there, I mean, and what he's going through. But football season is around the corner, and there's the reality of making a roster or not. I tweeted last night, and you know, some people agreed. Obviously, some people didn't. But Clyde needs to either be cut or needs to be put on the non-football entry list. One way or the other. Something has to happen by Tuesday. You cannot go into the season and just say, yep, he's our number two running back, and he's just not available, and we do this all year. That's just not how you can go into a season, in my opinion. So they either have to make the really, really difficult decision to cut Clyde, considering everything,
or
NFI him and see where things are at as the season goes on. But Carson Steele, right now, of course he's the number two back because he's available. He's playing. Honestly, I didn't count. Clyde practiced more than seven times during training camp. He played in none of the preseason games. He had like seven practices, and I understand the circumstances of why. I'm just saying there's the football side that still happens, and that has to be accounted for, and that's the problem. But when you look at what Carson Steele has done, it makes you feel better, definitely, about the situation. If Carson Steele had not emerged, then what would we be saying about the backup running back spot?
Oh, I'd be real concerned.
I still think that if they put Clyde on like the NFI list, they can go into the season season with Carson Steele. We'll see what their decision is for Denaire Prince, but I still would like them to bring in a veteran. I'm not even saying that veteran has to be running back two over Carson Steele, because Carson Steele is going to have a role on this team and special teams too. That's where he's been really impressive on top of it. But a veteran is someone I would still like to be behind Isaiah Pacheco, whether it's the third running back or the second.
I've got another one for you. I don't know if he necessarily had even the best one or the most exciting. It's the least sexy pick, I guess, for this, but I think Kingsley was really solid and really good just because of the conversation in the battle at left tackle, guys. And I know that there's going to be some ups and downs, but it wasn't like he played and it was, man, there's some things that he did really good, but things that he did really bad. I mean, he looked really good over the course of preseason, and he's only going to get better. So that it's not the sexy pick. It's not one that you look at and say, man, this guy really stood out. But the one play in particular against the Lions where they had the screen and he got outside and looked like a freaking defensive end almost running. You know, he's got the agility, he's got the speed to get out and block. I think that he's going to be very, very good, and I think he had a solid preseason.
Those are probably the three. I mean, I'm not saying other players didn't stand up, but, like, problem is Kadarius Toney's still lining up wrong. Justin Ross lined up wrong last night. So, like, every time we spend this time on sixth and seventh wide receivers, I'm like, they can't even do the regular parts of the job sometimes.
You said it right there. We're sixth or seventh on the depth chart. There's only so much you can talk about. The reason why we talk about it a little bit more this year is because Kadarius Toney could end up actually being cut, and I still think he's getting cut. I told you I wanted him to go out there and have 7 catches, a buck 50, and 3 touchdowns. Would have been great. That way they could have got
one fingertip
pick
from Colbert away from having that.
I'm telling
just
you,
so you know. He was dangerously close to that.
When they were in the red zone and he already had those 2 catches, like, man, if they score a touchdown here and it's Kadarius Toney, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Inches away from like a 70-yard touchdown from Oladokun.
I think Sky's for sure making the team. He didn't even play, guys.
Yeah, he's on.
Probably,
so does that mean McColl's on the edge?
McColl played a lot.
We had McColl penciled in.
McColl
played. Sky didn't.
He would be a surprise still, but I'm trying to think of the special teams value. We know Worthy's not going to return punts because Hollywood Brown's hurt. They want to preserve him. So McColl Hartman's next man up. But if Dave Tobe loves Nico Remigio so much and he could be a returner, is that the trade-off? I would still right now, if we were betting on who makes the team, I would still bet that McColl Hartman is on the team. But it was a little interesting. He was playing as much as he did. I wonder if it's just a numbers game. At some point, like, somebody has to suit up still. You know what I mean? Like, somebody still has to suit up last night. I know there's 90-something guys on the roster, but, like, you know, they had
But why not
every
Sky?
Starter.
Sky should be earning his spot even more than
McColl. In their mind, maybe they know they have their answers on him.
I think you're probably right. Sky's probably on the team. I mean, I didn't see anything last night that I think Nico Remigio's not going to make it again. And I just, like, it's
I don't know, man. That's the challenge. We think they're keeping 7 receivers?
I still think they're keeping
7. So, okay, we'll go through like we all have. We know Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and Justin Watson. There's 4. We used to include McColl, and that's 5. And then we were saying, okay, well, then there's 2 spots remaining. And so you're talking about Sky Moore, Justin Ross, and Nico Remigio for 6 and 7 spots. So 3 guys for 2 spots. And I still think Justin Ross is a practice squad guy. I think ultimately he gets cut, and then they think they can sneak him through to the practice squad. And I don't believe they could do that with Sky.
And they keep Sky and Remigio then?
In that scenario. Yeah. In that scenario, yes.
And McColl then, I guess, too.
Well, McColl's the 5th still,
yes,
in my mind.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like you've switched, Cody, where you think McColl's out. So then who's 5, 6, 7?
I'm not ruling. Okay. I'm just asking if we need to. It wouldn't make much sense.
Someone's right. Sky had the one. He was in a uniform. He had 1 kickoff return. Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
That was it. He had 1 kickoff return.
I think McColl's guy has to make it. When you just compare to what he's done production wise the last 2 seasons to the other people that are in the conversation, McColl's got him. He has to make it, right?
He has to. Like, the only one I care about is Toney not making it. So if it's anyone outside of that, I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, if they come and call Hartman to keep Toney, that's just foolish.
Like, what are we doing here?
That's foolish.
You know, halfway through the year when McColl signs with, like, some other team, you're going to have to trade for him again, cut somebody different, and do this all over
Someone
again.
Else said, what about Cornell Powell? He's had a couple scores. Cornell's looked good. I actually think Cornell Powell's going to get cut, but some other team's going to pick him up this go-round. In the past, he's made it through the practice squad. I think Cornell Powell has shown enough for another team where perhaps he gets picked up from somebody else, but doesn't make the Chiefs practice squad.
Yeah, that's probably right. Cornell Powell, again, they're really good on depth 5 through 11 wide receiver, right? There's a lot of guys who run kind of a similar amount of talent scale, but I'm not going to sweat about that.
Yeah, we're so
Carson
far down
Steele, Jaden Hicks, Kingsley Suamataia, I would say that those are the ones that stood out. The only concerning thing is not a single defensive lineman listed in that group. So we'll see on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.